Okay, I'm starting it. Welcome everybody, and we're nobody new here, so this is a WBAI local station board meeting, and doing it teleconferencing for the first time. So there's that, and the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have to do a roll call. So please answer up when you hear your name. William Heerwagen? Noel
here
Jameson?
Present.
Oh, Heerwagen's here. Noel Jameson?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Matt Mazza?
Here.
Bertold Reimers?
Yeah.
Irene Roberts? James Sagerton?
Here.
Jeffrey Stern? Okay, we have six, and that is a quorum. So, let's see here. Okay. Boy, it's more difficult having to hold on to things and do it this way. So. Second. I move we approve the agenda, following agenda. 1, call to order, 7 p.m. 2, approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3, identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4, excused absences, 5 minutes. 5, election of committee secretary, 10 minutes. 6, treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 7, general manager's report on WBAI's finances, 30 minutes. 8, set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 9, new business. 10, adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Okay, that's on the floor. Is there any debate, any discussion on it, any amendments?
Yeah.
Right, so I'm not hearing anything. Is there any objection to going to a vote on this? And is there any objection to approving the agenda as proposed? Hearing none, we have an agenda. Okay. And okay. Identify timekeeper. Would anybody like to be the timekeeper?
Is Jeffrey on the call?
Say again?
Is Jeffrey Stern on the call?
I don't hear him. Jeffrey, are you there? I don't hear Jeffrey. I don't hear anybody else.
I'll be the timekeeper.
You'll do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So Bertold will keep time. Is there any objection to Bertold being the timekeeper? Hearing none, Bertold, timekeeper. Okay. Well, we have excused absences, but nobody asked for any, so. All right, so none. That's it. We don't have any excused absences. All right, so the next item is election of committee secretary. Okay, at our last meeting, we said at the next meeting we'd have the election, the annual election of the committee secretary. And we all know how that always goes. All right. Are there any nominations for committee secretary?
Paul Martin.
No, I can't be the secretary. Secretary. All right. Are there any nominations for committee secretary? Hearing none, is there any objection to going on to the next agenda item, which is what we always do, because we never have anybody who wants to do secretary. Okay, so we're going to move on here. And the next item is the treasurer's report, and I'm here, and so I'm going to give the treasurer's report, and let's get to that over here. Right.
How does that work, Awful? I tell you when 5 minutes, when you have 5 minutes left or 3 minutes left.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, 3 minutes.
This item is 15 minutes, so I'm not going to take that long. All right. Okay. Since the last local finance committee meeting on February 19th, the NFC has met 8 times. The new National Finance Committee has been installed, a couple changes, and as of the May 12th, 2020 NFC meeting, WBAI Director James Sagerton was elected chair of the National Finance Committee. I was reelected secretary. The new executive director told the NFC that the bylaws referendum is going to cost Pacifica about $102,000. And the question is how to allocate that expense throughout the network. The interim executive director has also complained about having to track down the origins of some bills. She wants Pacifica to set up some policies so that bills are not so mysterious. Speaking of mysterious bills, about $80,000, was transferred from KPFA to the Foster Garvey PC law firm for the purpose of fighting the WBAI lawsuits to regain local control of WBAI. That happened last October, and in fact, there is question right now about the legality of that because John Vernealy was authorizing it, and he had been removed as interim executive director for at least one of those transfers of money. It was done, the $80,000 was moved in 2 payments of $40,000 each. And for at least one of those, he wasn't the interim executive director anymore. Anyway, that's a bit of a, that's something people are talking about. All in all, the stations are not doing well financially. For FY19 and FY20 so far, central services fees for all the stations are outstanding at $716,000. WBAI's share of that is $294,927, which is $295,000. And, of course, the stations are having trouble because of the pandemic and raising money. And all of the on-air fundraisers got nailed by the pandemic shutting things down and people losing jobs and the general chaos caused by it. The chair of the audit committee came to a National Finance Committee meeting, and it looks like we're not going to get the FY19 audit filed by the June 30th deadline. That may no longer be as big a deal as it would have been because the CPB has removed the Pacifica Foundation and all of its stations from the Community Service Grant Program. This is the money that used to amount to over $1 million a year that helped the stations keep going and which some people had hoped would help to pay off the loan. Worse than that is that Pacifica lost the CPB Music Licensing Service on May 31st, 2020. How that's going to work out is an open question at this time. And this is a very big deal. What happens is, I'll do this very fast for anybody who doesn't know, and also because this is going to end up getting posted, this is going to end up getting posted to APFTX.org, so people may listen. Stations, radio stations that play music have to account for that music. And what happens is that if for commercial stations, they have a whole bureaucracy and they pay a certain amount of money for every play of every song. And that's how they license that. Now, for stations like BAI and the other Pacific stations and the other non-commercial stations and all of that, the community stations and all, what happens is the CPB generally takes care of that. Now, the CPB just says, don't worry, we'll deal with it. And I think they pay some kind of a blanket fee or something like that. Anyway, we don't have to deal with it, and that's good. For some stations, there's the NFCB, and the NFCB you have to be a member of. People may recall that Maxie Jackson III, when he was interim executive director of Pacifica, said, "Oh, you know, we're going to put everybody on. We're going to put everybody on to the NFCB." And it was going to cost a certain amount of money every, I don't know, every month or every year. I don't know what the quarterly or whatever. There were fees. But I don't think we're in that anymore. And so some people are suggesting maybe we should try to get back on that, although that'll be fees. Other things I'm seeing is that Pacifica is going to try and handle this internally, which is going to be rather a challenge because you have to keep track of every song that's played on every station, and then you have to go and pay like ASCAP and EMI for all of this, and ASCAP and EMI go and directly pay the artists. I know that years ago, for instance, if you wrote a song and some version of it was played on the radio, you got one penny per play. The art of the actually singers or musicians or whatever get better money than that, but it goes like that. There's a certain amount of money each time. The really big part of this is if you don't do it, you end up with a problem where if somebody hears this song played on the air and they don't get paid for it, they can complain about a copyright violation. And that can run into gigantic money. So this is something that we're going to have to look at, and we're going to have to hope that, this just works out somehow. I don't know how it's going to work out. Anyway, I think that's one of the bigger things we have, and that is the Treasurer's Report. Any comments, any questions?
Bertol?
Yeah, Bertol.
So what's up with the fiscal year 2018 audit?
Well, the last we have on the FY18 audit is that it's nearly done. And the problem there is that, yeah, it's nearly done, but it should have been done. It was supposed to have been done by about the middle of May. We had one of the auditors on the March 10th NFC meeting, and that guy told us, oh yeah, it should be done by, you know, very soon, by May sometime. And then he said it would take a few weeks to do the FY19 audit because for all of FY19, Nita has been charge of the accounting. And so they've been able to keep better track than has been the case before. He's optimistic. He was optimistic we get the FY19 audit done by June 30th, which is the deadline. Well, the chair of the audit committee was on the NFC a couple of meetings ago, and she was surprised that the auditor was optimistic, and she wasn't thinking it was going to happen like that. So we should have, I think, let's see, in fact, I can go up, let me go up right now and look at KP Pacifica. I'm going to go look at Pacifica right this very moment and see. I think I looked at it. Let's see. The FY17 audit is the last audit that's posted up on KPFA. Not KPFA. Pacifica.org. Up on Pacifica.org, the latest one I have is FY17.
Robert, point of personal privilege.
Yeah? What's a point of personal privilege?
Can you tell whoever has a coughing or phlegm problem how to mute the phone?
Okay. *6 will mute. So, I don't know who that might be. Anyway, there you go. So the FY18 audit isn't posted yet. The last we spoke to the chair of the audit committee, there was no engagement letter with the auditors to do FY19. And since it is, it's now the 17th, whenever the FY18 audit does get done is kind of not going to be that relevant, I think, because they would need a few weeks, as the guy said, to do the FY19 audit, and there's not a few weeks left before the end of June. It would be good to get the FY19 audit done by June 30th, because then maybe we can get some other grants, but the main thing here is we are not going to see a CPB grant out of any of this. Okay, any further questions?
4 minutes.
Left?
This is James with just a comment.
Yeah?
This is on the scope of the problem with the music licensing and the potential harm done by violations. I think most on this committee will remember when we had a judgment against us when I believe it was a producer used a copyrighted photograph, which I guess went onto the website, and somebody who was scanning for such violations caught it, sued us, got a judgment against us. Unfortunately, at that time, the person working in the national office was asleep at the switch, so they didn't alert us that this was happening. With that $30,000 judgment against us, they froze our bank accounts, and we're about to go into our accounts and take the money. Luckily, Berthold got wind of it and put a stop to it and negotiated a way out of it for us. But that was just for one unauthorized use of a photograph on the website. The fines for unauthorized use of copyrighted music can, I understand, go up to $250,000 per violation. Now, they may not hit you with the maximum every time, but you can see, even if they give you a percentage of that, it could add up very, very quickly. And our Paul, I had to mute for a moment while I took another call, but you probably said something about how WBAI, Pacifica in general, has not demonstrated an ability to keep the kinds of records that would be necessary to prevent those kinds of things. So this is really a bad situation if we can't get in with the NFCB or make some other arrangement. Thank you.
The copyright violation for that image was from what's referred to as a copyright troll. These are people who one way or another sometimes get rights to things, and sometimes copyright trolls don't actually own the rights to something, but they'll claim they do, and they'll extort money out of people. The Happy Birthday song is probably the most notorious copyright trolling thing going, because they didn't have a copyright, and for years they got paid a lot of money over it. But the thing is, for an actual song, when we went before the judge, it has been reported that the judge said, this thing is worth like $25 at the most for what BAI should pay. But if you get like a real song, you think of any song and it's aired and we don't pay for it and the copyright owner or somebody with an interest in it finds out, it isn't going to be like that. It's going to be the full, hey, you can't do this. And, $250,000 is not impossible for us to end up when I say us, I mean Pacifica, to get nailed on. So this is very, very serious. And
so 1 minute left. So, Opal, I have a quick question.
A point of order.
You have a point of order. What's the point of order?
Okay. A member of the committee spoke earlier, person is a lawyer, allegedly, so one would think that they know not to disparage national staff by describing them as, quote, asleep at the switch. I would suggest that kind of conduct not continue. And, in fact, it was the error on the part of another individual that caused the initial notice to go astray, so it never made it to WBAI. So we should be a little more thoughtful before we point fingers.
All right, so quickly, the question I have is the profit and can you go over the profit and loss in general for BI and for...
Okay, hold on. Somebody...
And the rest of the network. And also... to talk about the motion that was passed last night by the board about reducing staff. So we went out of time.
All right, so we're out of time, and you would like to start going over which of the many things?
The P&L for, you know, the network in general and for BI in particular.
Okay,
I mean, just quickly, the quickie, and then... and then the motion passed by the national board last night about reduction of staff, of expenses.
Well, okay, that's going to...
So what we can do, we can go into my report, and then I will make it short, and then you can address that in there, and we can talk about that.
So, hold on, let me look. So that would mean that you want to... Oh, damn it. That means you want to go into your report at this point, and we'll deal with the income statement from NETA during your report. Is that it?
Okay, that's good.
So general manager's report. Go ahead, Bertold.
All right, and that is 30 minutes? Jesus. okay, hopefully I'll make it 10 minutes or less, and we can ask questions. So I don't know if everybody saw my report that I mailed to the I finally figured out how to load those documents into the Finance Committee meeting. But for anybody listening, I just read it. As of June 17, as of yesterday, we had $15,000 in the bank and $8,000 in PayPal. We went at Atlantic Avenue, and four times through have been paid. Payroll and healthcare have been paid. Up to May 31st. All the bills are paid. Most bills are paid. The call center signature is paid in full up to May 31st. They have a June bill right now that's at like $5,000 coming up soon. Our consultants are also paid now. So now this one, somebody did ask me a question about it, and I had to address it in a follow-up email I sent to the finance committee, and basically, all our consultants are paid except for Kristen Blasdale. And then the reason why I said this is like current is about 31 days old, and this is a bill that, you know, we all agreed, Kristen and I and NBI, to pay her as the fund drive goes. So, you know, we have other priorities. And then as her premiums are generating more money, then we can generate more money to pay her and then to pay other bills. So, you know, so we're like right on time on you know, our projection and, you know, and an agreement to pay her. Actually, we're a little ahead. The development director is leaving on June 30th, 2020. We are catching up on shipping premiums. Matt Mazar is right there at the station. I should have been there today. I'll probably go tomorrow. Today, I had to do a lot of these financial things, analysis. Premium purchasing, I put how much money it's costing us. We spent $12,000 on premium purchasing this past month. About $5,000 for Blasdell and $7,000 for the Garino vendor. That was the air filter. At the PNB meeting, a motion was passed to remove the listener, the interest payment on the loan for the settlement of the ESRT and then some other bills at the national level. The books at WBAI, if you remove those two bills that they put on their income statement, $65,000 in December and about $67,000 in March. If you remove those two, WBI is less than 2%. The numbers WBI has is like 2% different than what NETA has. That's like over 6 months or 7 months, and that's pretty damn good. Tamara, I think she's still the treasurer, but she kind of manages WBI. She attributes those small differences to probably accruals that they do that I don't do at WBI, because the truth is that what I was doing with my QuickBook was basically keeping a sophisticated spreadsheet to make sure I track the bills in orderly. It just turned out to have become an accounting, one of the accounting tools to follow. WBI is currently averaging $4,483.90 per day in the fund drive. You know, normally we budget our poll $7,500, and then we project, what, 31 days. We never do 31 days because, if we are short, we'll do it to 35 days. Our plan, because of the coup in October, and, we missed the October and then the December drive, so our plan was like to regularly do fund drive daily, very lightly, 1-2 hours, and raise money. So when we got into the fund drive week, we decided to aim for $4,500 a day, and then to only have 3 to 4 hours of fund drive. Like today, we only had 2 hours of fund drive. What we do is $2,000. So we're like kind of short. We're doing a special. So that's what we're doing, and then we're monitoring that. So we're at $4,483.90 instead of $4,500 that I project that we would do it daily for a much longer period of time. And as a matter of fact, I feel that if this model is still working, we should have that $4,500 a day every day, 2-3 hours a day of fund drive. That way we would have less imposition on the listeners, and then we can pass the spaces where we're doing the fund drive and have less preemption. You know, like a show could be preempted maybe once every 3 weeks or every 4 weeks because, you know, we have a choice every day to choose a different time slot to do the fund drive over a 4 week period. So normally we would start getting ready to do the summer drive now, but no, we're evaluating, as I told you, and then we're going to see what's going to happen here and then how we're going to meet our obligations. I am worried that the producers are, you know, like kind of laying back a little bit. You know, besides Gary Norquist and Blasey, Mimi Rosenberg, and maybe one or two other, there's not really an effort to come up with premiums or to do any of that stuff. So, you know, it's the one thing to have 30 days of hard pitching every day, but if you're going to do this on a regular basis, you know, listening to the same thing, you know, is really a problem. I would rather have shows never than being ever being preempted and just raising like $150, $250, $300 per show, as opposed to being preempted and maybe having 1 hour of something that's making a $2,000. Our BI buddy is flourishing. April, we had 1,085 buddies that raised $16,614.73. And in May, we had 1,124 buddies that generated $18,028.45. I do not exactly understand what that phenomenon is. Maybe more people are listening and are home and then have access to their bank account or on a phone and or whatever. But, in the age of COVID, that's a very welcome development. Good news, I thought the 2018 audit was expected to be completed this week, so I guess that's not exactly accurate. And I sent my accounts payable aging summary, and some people had questions about it, so I'm going to leave that open for questioning. But one of the things that I have to say is I followed up a little bit. You know, as Andrew is leaving, I called a lot of those vendors, you know, Awakening Dynamics, a poor format that does the BI buddy bags and stuff like that, to follow up on them to see exactly why is it that I owe poor format $4,300 over 90 days. And today I had a long conversation with them. We went over the bills, and then you know, there was a double billing in the system, and they told us we owed them nothing. There's only a new bill for $2,800 for 300 BI buddy bags, because we are generating a lot of buddies that is going to be paid soon. This accounts payable aging summary comes straight out of QuickBooks. I just click on the button and it comes out. And I sort it by the short-term debt, the long-term debt, the mid-term debt, and the long-term debt. Put a question mark in front of accrual pension, because ever since Sam Agarwal, we have never known whether or not what that is, what that number is. And my question has been also Jim Sargerton has been asking, are the accrued pension being billed in the bi-monthly salary, so that, you know, they don't accrue too much, so that, you know, every 2 weeks when we are making payroll, we pay a little extra so that it covers that, or how is it that the national office is managing that? Because I don't want to have a big bill of $60,000. I would rather have a couple of thousand every 2 weeks that I can figure out how to manage. So that's that. People were asking about payroll and healthcare bill back, and some people asked how come we owe $59,000 and $61,000. I think I sent an email that answered that. For healthcare, for example, one of the things was that, and then payroll, one of the things that was the October bills are included here. So some would argue that WBI was not in charge, so the national office and then Mr. Vernell was in charge. And so that was never resolved. And then since our October drive was cut short, usually most stations are behind in September. And then in October is when they had that big rush. October is the most successful fund drive. This is where every station catches up. And so we did not catch up on our September bill. And so that's that. Quickly, I think that's about it. I think we're up for questions and answers. I think that would be best if we go that way.
Okay.
We have 19 minutes left.
Okay. Before we do anything else, there are 8 people on the call. Is Jeffrey Stern on the call? Not there. Okay. Since we have 8 people, up here, is there anybody else who'd like to identify themselves who's on the call who's not a member of the committee? You don't have to if you don't want to, but
Pat Logan is here.
Oh,
can you
Pat
hear
Logan.
Me, or am I muted?
Yeah, I hear you, Pat.
Okay.
So I'm going to put you in here as
Thank you.
Ending. Okay, Pat Logan. Okay. All right, so there you are, and you are attending a meeting. All right. Bertrand.
May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
The
general manager did ask you a question. Go ahead.
No, I was not going to be responding to his question. I just wanted you to know, you mentioned Jeffrey Stern's name. I wanted you to know that I received a phone call from him, and he indicated that he actually, I reached out to him after he you know, did not answer the roll call. And he said that he did not receive a notice of the meeting and that he was driving at this time and therefore could not attend, would not be able to attend, but he wanted the group to know that he had not received a notice. You see, he thinks he didn't. I'm not sure if he actually did or not.
Well, I sent it to the whole group. I sent reminders ahead of time.
I noticed it. I thought you just might be able to check the list and see if he fell off it somehow.
I'm going to go up here right now. And where are we? This is the 17th. And the PAI committee members. Well, he never agreed to have his email put up on the KPFTX thing, so he doesn't get it from there. But I sent it out. I sent it out to everybody. Oh well. All right. Maybe he'll finish driving before the end of the meeting and he'll call in.
I suggested that. I don't know if he will be able to, but I did suggest that to him.
Okay,
we'll
see how that works. All right. I had a question for Jeff. Oh, all right. We have to be, you know, you said Bertold that we about catching up in October. We couldn't this year because of the invasion. And yes, it's true that really screwed us up and it was a very bad thing. On the other hand, I wouldn't make too fine a point of the idea of us catching up in October because it's been quite a few years since we've broken even. So we've been in the red for years and years. We'll continue to be in the red for some amount of time. So, October was a very bad thing, but it's not going to be the reason why we're going to be in the red this year.
Chair, may I be recognized on that point?
Okay, go ahead, Sackerton.
Okay, I just wanted to mention that, and get an opinion, actually, from anyone else who might have one, that one of the things about that is that because we were taken off the air, you know, normally September, as Bertold points out, is the bad month around the network for fundraising. And normally what we do is we go into our October fund drive and we raise the money to pay for the staff's September payroll and to pay for the October payroll. And this time around, due to no fault of our own, due to the invasion, we were off the air during that time. We could not do fundraising. And so there's a question about whether or not WBAI should be responsible for that or whether the national office should be responsible for that. And I'm going to look into that and see if we can't get the national office to take the responsibility for at least some of that payroll that we're in arrears on.
Yeah, and rent. Okay, so I had another question, and now it's not in my mind. So are there other questions or anything else on the general manager's report?
Oh, can you go over the P&L a little bit, Paul?
Oh, the P&L, yes. Let me get
the comparison that I did with NECA, how close we were and all that stuff.
Oh, you want to go over that whole thing? Yes. The let me bring some of that up. Just wanted to talk about it. Let's see. You sent us this, and it was okay. The financial report through April 2020 from NETA. The total. Let's see. Basically, for WBAI, for WBAI, we're not doing, you know, as badly. We have a deficit. You said we have a deficit of $134,000.
Yes.
They've got it bigger. You know, so there is that. We have a difference with them regarding what the deficit is. So, you know, there's that. The fact that there is a deficit, you know, we really have to be careful about getting into giant arguments about how we're doing well, because people know we're not. Yeah, so there's... Boy, I have to flip through thing to thing here. Yeah, our deficit is $134,000, you're saying. And total revenue for all of Pacifica, the total revenue for all of Pacifica, I'll point out, decreased by $900,000 year over year as of April. And for total expenses, the total expenses were down by $400,000. So that's one of the things that was reported. When this was reported by NETA, I added things up and looked at the spreadsheet and said, you know, when they said it from NETA, they said it's a decrease. The revenue was down by $90,000, and I said, no, that's $900,000. And they did the same thing. They lopped off a zero for the total expenses decrease, and so that was $400,000. So this is some of what we're seeing here, and I don't know. I'm kind of a little bit concerned that NETA would do that, but that was in another part of their report, and I think that they just had... I think somebody just had a finger slip or something, and that's why they lopped off a zero. But basically, WBAI is still in the red, and it's not the greatest thing going. Our listener support is down, and so it's, you know, that's life. And, of course, October does play a role in that. I don't know what else you want me to say about it, Bertol.
Okay, that's good. And the difference between WBI and NETA's numbers is usually about $8,000 to $10,000. You know, minus the $65,000 and $67,000 interest that they have still included in the report.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And again, that's we've been pushing for that to come out. We've been getting told it's coming out. We were told when they get the FY18 audit finished, it'll be out. We'll see. I guess it's possible. It is possible that the FY18 audit may be out this week. They were supposed to have had it. The chair of the audit committee told the NFC they were going to have it posted on Pacifica.org on June 12th. That's only a few days ago, but, you know, so it may be getting posted any old time now. We'll see what happens.
And the good news is it's actually nice to see that the numbers between NETA and WBAI are so close. That gives you an idea that you know both sides' numbers separately calculated, you know, basically check each other out.
I agree. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Okay. Anybody
Mr.
else?
Chair, this is James. Maybe recognized.
Go ahead.
Yeah. On that point, I just wanted to say that Anita Sims, our ICFO from NETA, commented on that, and she said that was very good. I believe she mentioned that it was the best in the network as far as our accounting matching up with theirs. So that was gratifying. And I also just wanted to add briefly about the dropped zero, where it was 900,000 and they entered 90,000. While that's not the kind of thing that you want accountants that you pay a lot of money to, that's not the kind of error you want them to be making, I just want to note that it was clearly a typographical error, and the proof of that is that just a line or two above that, where they were writing out the numbers in text rather than putting them in columns, you know, in the way of accounting, they wrote it out, and there they used the full figure, and they didn't drop the zero. So it was a typographical error.
Okay. Although I don't know. I looked at that thing. Maybe we were looking at two different things, because what I saw had that in it. But it's good. It's good if it's just a typo. All right. Anything else?
I mean for the staff.
Okay, Shane Roberts.
So they are actually have three motions. I'm in the process of writing them. They're related to this. So I know you might be changing topics. Should I describe the motions now or wait until I have the actual language?
We have 6 minutes.
Why don't you give us a fast preview?
I'm sorry, Bertha, what were you saying?
6 minutes and 40 seconds left.
Well, I don't know if I can type that fast. But anyway, there are three sets of monies that I think need to be credited to WBAI Central Service Payments to work on that $295. One is that the Central Service Payments, which is roughly not quite $17,000 a month for the month of October 2019, when in fact WBAI management was not in control of the programming. We were locked out of the programming. And stuff is being pumped in from D.C. and Berkeley, apparently. We should not have to pay central services for that month. BAI staff and listeners were not involved in what was being heard. So I'd like that $17,000 to be credited. There's another matter of a bequest that was available to the station in 2016, but the board was not meeting, CLSB was not meeting, and the person handling the estate made that a condition of turning over the money. And in 2017, when the board was in fact functioning, that roughly $85,000 was used as a matching fund in a national fundraiser, allegedly to pay for the audits. They're still not complete. But, you know, that $85,000 really should be credited as BAI money, meaning, you know, again, to reduce that central service bundle that we're carrying around. And lastly, in 2017 and 2018, there was an estate that was left to WBAI, which the national office handled in a less than reasonable manner, I would say. And I think we were told, I don't even know that the WBAI LSB ever saw the details. I do remember trying to schedule a closed session, an executive session, to discuss the details of the estate with the LSB at the time, and it was objected to by certain parties. So that meeting never happened, so the board did not have all of the details. But allegedly, we ended up with about $60,000, and that $60,000, although it was left by a New York area member for WBAI, as I read the language of the will, those monies also went to National without even a credit coming back to WBAI. So I would like that $60,000 to $65,000 to also be credited to WBAI. So those are the motions that I'm working on. Thank you. There'll be three separate motions.
All right. When we get to those, there are things to be said. Okay.
A quick question, point of information.
We'll have new business in a little while, I think, so probably new business is when you'll do it. Yes, Bertolt.
So the estate in 2017, 2018, that was in Quinston, the house. How did you get that $60,000? Because I just never got any information at all. That whatever happened, I was kept out of it at that time, and then I never heard anything. Not $60,000, not anything.
Okay, well, I don't know that we should necessarily go much deeper into the handling, if you will. of that estate in an open call, but I know that the final figure that I was quoted, I was on the PNB in 2017, and the number I was given was $60,000. But I will, in the motion, if you like, put $60,000 or whatever the net amount was, and we can verify that through the national office. But 60 is the number I heard.
Okay. All right. 2 minutes and 15 seconds left.
Okay, I had something and I can't remember it because I'm having to go back and forth here too much. I'm not used to this stuff, but we'll deal with it. Anybody else have any other questions or comments on the general manager's report? Hearing none, is there any objection to going on to the next item? Hearing no objection. Yes,
quick question, Paul.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can you or James address quickly the possibility of expense cut at the last motion that was passed yesterday at the PNB?
Okay. I don't know what the PNB has done, so I can't say anything about it. So I guess it's a question for James.
James?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
The motion to reduce the expenses that passed last night at the PNB and at the National Finance Committee.
Yes, and what about it?
Just like let people know what it was. I mean, I think it was public, right? Yeah.
Oh, you mean just to describe it in general?
Yes.
Okay, well, it began with a litany of how far behind KPFK is. And let's just suffice to say that their situation is very bad. Their monthly expenses are about $300,000. For the last 2 months running, they only brought in about $150,000. They are behind on their central services, approaching $200,000. They ended fiscal year 19 with a $140,000 deficit. So, you know, circumstances are not good. So we're looking to reduce expenses. And as part of that, we, you know, come again to a realization that the other stations, especially in this pandemic, are not going to be able to support some stations who are consistently spending or, you know, spending money, more money than they bring in and are therefore unable to, for example, pay their central services. All the stations are not doing well in their fund drives. The one station that's still in the black is KPFA, but if you strip out their bequest money, which is coming in at, I think, $900,000 less this year than it did last year total, even they will be in bad condition, possibly not even in the best condition anymore, but not, you know, they'll lose their position. And some on one of the other stations that's in deficit may be in better condition than they are. So. We are in a really dire situation, and so in addition to requesting in addition to resolving that 30% cut be made in the expenses at KPFK, it was resolved that other stations who are running a deficit and whose expenses exceed their income by whatever amount should be... that was the way it was originally read, but they changed the wording a little bit. So now it becomes, that's just an example that if you're over 10%, you have to reduce by 10%. We're over about 20%, and the way it was originally written, we would only have to reduce by 10%, but now that's been changed to an example so that whatever you're over, you have to try and cut your expenses to bring yourselves even and, you know, put yourselves in balance. So it's a little more onerous than we initially thought. And I kind of lost my train of thought, but that's basically, I think, a synopsis.
James?
Time.
Let me ask fast. James, did anybody...
Time.
Are you going to insist? Okay, so you're calling for the order
I moved to expand for 3 minutes?
Sure.
Can we extend for 5? I have a question.
Okay, 5 minutes.
Hold on 1 second. And so, let's see, it's a motion. Hold on. Motion is to extend for 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we're extended for 5 minutes. I make it as 6 minutes after 8. All right. Bifasting. James, did anybody get down to any kind of details? Because if BAI has to find stuff to cut, what, you know, I don't see how the hell we're cutting, because we can't cut staff. We cut staff, we're going to be in really bad shape. We're going to have things not done that somebody's going to need to do. If we cut, we can't tell people we're not paying rent, so tower and studio rent, we can't cut that. You know, I don't know what we can cut. Maybe Bertold can see something that's really cuttable there that would give us 10% or 20%. Our deficit is kind of hefty, and it's like in the area of, let's just say it's 25 grand a month. If we were to somehow try and cut 25 grand of our current expenses, I don't see how we could do that. Maybe cut a little something here and there, but I don't see 25 grand coming out. So,
well,
did anybody bring that up?
Yeah, first of all, the one thing that I, when I lost my train of thought, the one thing I was headed toward and I didn't mention was that the resolution was only that we come up with a plan within 1 week for how we could attempt to reach those goals. And so it's not clear whether, you know, the plan can be implemented. It's not clear that we can come up with a plan. As you point out, we are stripped pretty much to the bone as it is. So we did have some conversations internally here at WBAI to consider, you know, what we could possibly do. We couldn't really come up with anything that would get us to the goal. So that is still an open question. You know, again, it wasn't really discussed much in the PNB, and you know, it's just, I guess, you know, when we're looking at asking one station to cut 30%, it's going to be hard for the other stations to justify why they shouldn't have to make cuts. And I think we should recognize two factors. One is that our monthly deficit is now, I think, down to around 20,000, where it used to be 30. So we've been moving in the right direction. And another thing is that it depends on when you look at our deficit. If you include the month of October, when we were off the air, we weren't raising money. We are so far being held responsible for central services, as was pointed out, and for payroll. It's our deficit looks worse for those months, closer to almost double what it might be if you look at it after those months and coming forward to the present. So the numbers might not be as bad as they might initially look, and once we drill down into it and crunch them a little bit, we'll see exactly where we are. But no question, it's going to be a difficult situation. Look at KPFT, granted in a much smaller city and not as big a signal area, but I think they have the equivalent of 3 full-time employees. I think they have a full-time GM, where they have a full-time IPD, and they have 2 part-time employees who are engineers, and yet, you know, they're running a radio station. So it's not going to be pretty, but, you know, at some point these things become a reality that have to be dealt with, and I you know, we'll have to see where it goes.
Right.
You know, one other thing we should always consider is, you know, how can we raise the money to raise our income and get out of this situation? And, you know, there's a lot of ideas on the being considered in that regard.
Okay, anyone else?
I move to extend by 7 minutes since the 5 minutes has been used.
Actually, we just used 4 minutes. I have. But you want to extend by how long?
7 minutes.
Okay, the motion is to extend by 7 minutes. Is there any objection to that?
Okay, time just went out just now.
Okay, we're extended by 7 minutes. I have 11 after 8. So who wants to speak next?
Okay, so since I'm next on the stack, a couple of questions. I didn't hear the entire PNB meeting. There was all sorts of technical trouble, and I think the call was dropped twice, including one 35-minute period when they were discussing the motion. But I know that the IED was surprised that the National Finance Committee had gone ahead and pushed through this motion, since she had suggested a different process for looking at each station's spending and income, and I don't know what actually passed. I guess we'll see it when the minutes are published. But the 30% cut to KPFK's spending is one thing. The idea that every other station, except I think maybe one station had like a 1% deviation or something. I don't know how that was discussed or resolved. So I think probably until there are actually minutes, we shouldn't, or unless the GM has actually gotten that motion from the PNB secretary saying go forth and do XYZ, because he seems unclear about it. So I'm thinking the motion was not transmitted. Did they send you anything, Bertho?
Yeah, I received an email. The reason why I brought it up is because I received an email that was forwarded to me by the executive director to all of us, letting us know, what that motion was passed.
Okay. And I heard a member earlier say that we had some internal discussion at WBI earlier this week, and I'm curious as to who we might be, since I would think that's a discussion to be had with the Finance Committee, and I'm not aware that we have any finance staff at WBI. So who's the royal we there?